The office of the president has asked Ghanaians to disregard a purported second reshuffle of ministerial appointments making the rounds in some sections of the media. The office said those using social media to propagate falsehood must be cautioned because when caught, they'll be dealt with. Speaking to Radio Ghana, a presidential staffer, Dr. Clementa Park, said the story is a hoax. He spoke to George Ankra.
As far as I know, there has not been a second list or a second announcement about a reshuffle by His Excellency President John Dramani Mahama through the Flagstaff House Communication Bureau and under the auspices of Julius Jabla, the Chief of Staff. I have cross-checked, and indeed the Director of the Flagstaff House Communication Bureau has indicated that the general public, Ghanaian citizens, should disregard the fictitious hoax which is making the rounds on social media and has found its way into mainstream media, purporting to be a second reshuffle list which was issued by the Flagstaff House Communication Bureau. Indeed, it is a hoax and must be treated as such with the contempt that it deserves. There is no such second reshuffle list which has been put out in the public domain. So essentially, what is being propagated and indeed championed by some unsuspecting media houses is a falsehood and a hoax.
In circumstances like this, don't you have any means by which you investigate those who are doing this?
Well, ideally, you would think that we have the capacity, and I believe that we do. I think that the security agencies are so mandated with these types of responsibilities, have the capacity to try to probe the source of this type of conduct. As a former member of the National Media Commission and somebody who has also practiced as a journalist and having been the manager of a radio station, I would want to caution colleagues in the media fraternity to be very circumspect. It is not everything that they read about, particularly on social media, that they should swallow hook, line and sinker. I would have wished that other media establishments would have taken the pain, or at least would have been patient enough to cross-check the veracity of that communication that we now know is false and was being propagated on social media before further highlighting what I have now clearly indicated with reasonable certainty from sources here in the Flagstaff House to be false.
Dr. Clementa Park on the false second ministerial reshuffle.
The founding president and chief executive officer of Almond Institute, Bishop Gideon Titi Ofey, has called on political parties to have elaborate plans to mentor young people who ascribe to their ideologies for them to take over leadership. He noted that this is the best way to effectively deal with with crime, poverty, hunger and disease. Bishop Titi Ofey was speaking at the maiden edition of the Almond New Year Leadership Series in Accra. We bring you Benjamin Edu and Jennifer Potofe's report.
Almond Institute is a private Christian institution of higher education affiliated to the Kwame Nkrumah University of Science and Technology and Australian Institute of Business. The institute seeks to train individuals in leadership to meet global standards who can lead change and drive innovation. Its maiden Almond New Year Leadership Series, dubbed The Anatomy of Leadership, The Good, The Bad and The Ugly, created a platform for accomplished leaders to share ideas and experiences with emerging leaders. Bishop Gideon Titi Ofey called on government to design curriculum in the universities to serve as a guide for the youth to take up leadership roles, and also called for the implementation of the youth policy.
If we believe as a nation that the youth are the future leaders of this country, then we have to design curriculum in various universities that can develop the leadership skills of the young people of this country. What is even worrying is the failure of mentoring programs, even within our political parties, where in advanced countries, there are specific developmental programs through mentorship developed by political parties to generate the next generation of leaders for those political ideologies. Being failure of youth policy implementation, there have been, I think, that once a youth policy has been launched, but the implementation of it has become problematic. And so if you don't have a youth policy that you are implementing, then there's a crisis for the future of this country.
Speaking on behalf of the former President John Ajikum Kufo, the second Deputy Speaker of Parliament, Joe Gatti, said the leadership should be circumspect on how to exercise power and not abuse it.
So I am not advocating for a reversal of something necessary, even though if that's what we all agree as a nation, I will not demonstrate against it. But I'm advocating that as a nation, we should be careful how we exercise power so we don't abuse power.
The founding bishop of the Paris Chapel International, Bishop Charles Ajinasari, called for accomplished and emerging leaders to be more accountable in their endeavors.
As we also aspire to be leaders, let's remember that we have a responsibility. We can't pass the buck to anybody. And we should remember that we are accountable to our generation. And our generation and those to whom we lead will judge us.